You hear that? That's a red alert. Israel is being attacked, having rocket attacks. And this is a alert app that goes off, and then it tells which cities are under rocket fire. Now, before I segue into the kings of the earth in verse 15, I just want to go back and read a couple of the couple more from the book of Revelation about the earthquakes. Okay, so we saw the Revelation 6, a great earthquake at the sixth seal. Revelation 8, 5, and the angel takes the censer and he fills it with fire of the altar and casts it upon the earth. And there followed thunders, voices, lightnings, and an earthquake. Revelation 11, 13, and in that hour, there was a great earthquake. A tenth part of the city fell. That would be Jerusalem. And there were killed in the earthquake 7,000 persons. And the rest were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. Revelation 11, 9. And there was opened the temple of God that is in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his covenant. And there followed lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail. In Revelation 16, 18, and there were lightnings and voices and thunders, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since there were men upon the earth. So great an earthquake, so mighty. Many, many earthquakes in the shakings. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and only that which is eternal will remain. And these shakings are before the day of the Lord is coming. Let's go back to the kings of the earth. In this sixth seal, included in this is that the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Okay. And they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? All right. So we know that there are many, the rich men especially, and the military, and the continuities of government, and all the governments over the earth, the wealthy nations have made high bunkers and retreat places in mountains, even the Russians, I'm sure the Chinese do, where the rich men, Bill Gates, he's probably hiding there in his double with Melinda's on the surface. He should be hiding because he's criminal. He's a very evil man. And if because of his genocidal eugenics programs, but they are hiding in the earth. And since, I think it was last spring. Yes, last spring, that a large contingent of the military, even from Fort Huachuca in Arizona, went through their underground rails and are keyed up in Cheyenne Mountain. We don't know if they've left, but we're not sure, but we think that indications point to the fact that Washington, D.C. is dark, and that most of the politicians et al. Are in their bunkers and surrounding in Virginia and up to Pennsylvania, their communication centers and other places. So they're already hiding. And they know, what do they know? Well, they know what the natural eye has seen, what they've kept disclosed from most of the inhabitants of the earth in order to fleece them and use them at their disposal instead of assisting them in coming, well, like I'm, and taking care of them in this time of famines and plagues and all, and earthquakes and all these cataclysmic signs as the earth is in birth pangs. For the kingdom of heaven is coming, and Jesus is coming. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand it? So now we're going to begin to focus on, okay, this sixth seal is about the great day of his wrath. And what is the great day of his wrath?